With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Donald Trump's sentencing in his New York criminal case has been postponed indefinitely.
Judge Juan Marchand delayed next week's sentencing and will allow Trump's legal team to file a motion to dismiss the case. Prosecutors will then be given an opportunity to respond before the judge determines how to proceed. The Manhattan DA agreed to a delay in sentencing, but opposes dismissal of Trump's 34-count felony conviction.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Also at SRNNews.com, most voters don't mind one party controlling both the White House and Congress, but since the election, Democrats now having second thoughts. More on this from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that 54% of likely U.S. voters are comfortable with one party running the White House, the Senate, and the House of Representatives, including 33% who are very comfortable with it. 41% aren't comfortable with one party rule, including 23% who are not at all comfortable with one party running everything in Washington. The survey of 800 U.S. likely voters was conducted on November 12th through the 14th by Rasmussen Reports. The margin of sampling error was plus or minus 3 percentage points with a 95% level of confidence. Bernie Bennett reporting.
An Alabama man, Kerry Del Grayson, convicted in the 1994 killing of a female hitchhiker, has been put to death in the nation's third execution using nitrogen gas. NATO and Ukraine have held emergency talks after Russia attacked a central city with a hypersonic ballistic missile. Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk says the conflict is entering a decisive phase. A top South Korean official says Russia has supplied air defense missile systems to North Korea. That's in exchange for Pyongyang sending troops. The U.S., North Korea, and others say North Korea has sent more than 10,000 troops to Russia to support its war against Ukraine. This is SRN News. Pro-lifers are suing Illinois. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The Thomas More Society is representing a group of advocates, including Students for Life of America and the Pro-Life Action League, that is challenging a state law requiring all health insurance plans to cover abortion. Lawyer Peter Breen says, quote, "For Christians and many other pro-life advocates, Illinois' abortion coverage mandate is fundamentally opposed to their religious beliefs and runs roughshod over their constitutionally protected rights." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Archbishop of Canterbury Justin Welby, spiritual leader of the Global Anglican Communion, says he will wrap up his official duties in early January amid an abuse scandal in the Church of England. Welby resigned last week after an investigation found that he failed to tell police about physical and sexual abuse by a volunteer at Christian summer camps as soon as he became aware of it. This is SRN News. These are scary times for many pro athletes.
The NFL has issued a security alert to players following recent burglaries involving the homes of Kansas City Chiefs stars Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce. Now, the league says the homes of pro athletes all across several sports have become, quote, increasingly targeted for burglaries by organized groups. Players have been told to take precautions and implement home security measures to reduce the risk of being targeted. Some of the burglary groups have conducted extensive surveillance on their targets. Jason Walker reporting.
President Biden welcomed Coach Joe Mazzulla and the Boston Celtics to the White House to celebrate the franchise's unprecedented 18th NBA championship. The president welcomed the NBA's 2024 champs and gave them a tour of the Oval Office. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.